You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. You're hearing Echoes, and I'm John DiLibretto. I first heard Tangerine Dream with the album Phaedra in 1974. It was unlike anything I'd ever heard before. No vocals, no songs, rhythms that throbbed like giant rubber bands, and textures that swirled with sounds I'd never heard before. That music still remains among my favorites. Today, we remember Edgar Froese, the founding member of Tangerine Dream, who passed suddenly from a pulmonary embolism on January 20th. They only announced it on the 23rd, so we scrapped the show we had planned for today to bring you this tribute. 5 years ago, Tangerine Dream was voted number 4 among 20 icons of Echoes. I put together this feature, drawing from the many interviews I've conducted with the band since 1976, as well as some of the people they've influenced. Kimberly Haas gives us one last dose of Tangerine Dream.
English synthesist Mark Shreve first heard Tangerine Dream in 1974.
I switched on the radio, I lay back onto the pillow, my head started to spin, and these mellotron chords started to wash over me. And almost instantly I thought, this is possibly the most beautiful thing I've ever heard in my life.
As if it was not actually being created by humans.
Mark Shreve is in his 50s, but musicians in their 30s, like Ulrich Schnaus, also respond to this music, which was made before they were born.
What I particularly loved about stuff like Tangerine Dream, for instance, is the fact that they used that not like in a probably slightly cheesy, gimmicky sci-fi sort of way. They actually used it in a very human, very organic way. They really used the synthesizer to make music, to express emotions, and to create something really beautiful with it.
Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past.
In 1969, the United States was sending men to the moon and exploring outer space. In West Berlin, artists like Agitation Free, Klaus Schulze, Psy Free, and Tangerine Dream were exploring an inner space that was equally strange, uncharted, and unbounded. Tangerine Dream founder Edgar Froese started out playing guitar in a psychedelic pop band called The Ones.
The grass is tangerine. The sky is suddenly green. Her eyes reveal her state of mind.
The only record by The Ones was Lady Greengrass, but they did go on to create music for an exhibition by Spanish surrealist Salvador Dali. No doubt that added to the already surreal tendencies of the band. But while The Ones produced 60s psychedelic pop like the Strawberry Alarm Clock, Tangerine Dream found an entirely new musical vocabulary. It was charged by the social, political, and cultural movements of the day, but trapped in the echo chamber of the Cold War. The Berlin Wall still stood when we interviewed Edgar Froese there in 1982.
It's not a jail type of situation, but it's something close to it, because Berlin is a place which is very isolated, and you can't just jump into your car and say, okay, I've got to go out for half an hour. You have to drive exactly 160 miles to reach the other part of West Germany, and it's a so-called Autobahn corridor you have to drive through. It's maybe more a thing which lies in a subconscious influence.
It was a scene fueled by psychedelic drugs. Members of Tangerine Dream and other German bands got together and had jam sessions that were made into albums like Cosmic Jokers and Galactic Supermarket. Klaus Schulze, the original drummer of Tangerine Dream, was among them.
The basic thing of the Cosmic Jokers was LSD. That's the whole basic of the compositions. Because this was a big influence of Timothy Leary, and also at this time I was a producer guy who was also totally influenced by Tim.
These elements all formed Tangerine Dream's 1969 debut album, Electronic Meditation. It wasn't a yoga record. Tangerine Dream released more music of freeform explorations, including Alpha Centauri and Psyde. But in the mid-1970s, they arrived at what became their signature sound.
After a few years again, we said, look, if we go on that way, we don't do anything good. So what we can do? We said, okay, look, let's take the rhythm back first, because for Twist Rear Records, we did not add too much rhythm. Let's use the sequence a bit more so that people could feel the ground they're familiar with, you know, and let's add all the so-called strange sounds on top of it so that they triggered by their subconsciousness.
The results were the quartet of albums Phaedra, Rubicon, Ricochet, and Stratosphere. Was a sound that shed all the conventions of rock to create something entirely new.
Over there in Germany, we had no roots in rock and roll. We could not compare our talent in rock and roll in any way with American musicians, even not with English musicians. So what we had to do is to step away from that, try to move through the back door into a sort of different aspects of explaining ourselves through music, you know. And so we realized, okay, what we've got, what's our heritage in music? That's classical music and a growing part of technologies. And we haven't done anything else than combining new technologies with the roots of classical music. That's what we did.
Sound took Tangerine Dream into concert halls around the world and into Hollywood, where they scored films like Sorcerer, Thief, Firestarter, and Risky Business. Technology and Tangerine Dream go hand in hand, plug into socket, computer chip into computer. But Froese insists it's never about the technology.
I remember my first interview back in 69, somewhere in Germany, I said, if you can't express what you want to say in music by blowing a comb, give it up, you know? And if there is nothing to say, what you can do with a $1 billion instrument? Nothing, absolute nothing.
While many original fans disparage the output of Tangerine Dream from the late 1980s to today, synthesist Ulrich Schnaus finds that the dream still lives.
I still think it's admirable that he continues to doing what he wants to do. He's not really compromising in any sort of way, and he's managed to establish this sort of philosophy for 40 years now, and I think that's very admirable.
Their fifth decade, Tangerine Dream is still exploring new directions, even creating electronic operas, like their interpretation of Dante's Divine Comedy. They've not only spawned generations of musicians, but Edgar Froese's own son, Jerome, is now a solo artist after years playing next to his father in Tangerine Dream. You voted Tangerine Dream number 6 of 20 Icons of Echoes. For Echoes, I'm Kimberly Haas. Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, E-C-H-O-E-S, .org, O-R-G. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.